Love for Hamilton has swept the nation, and now Michigan State University has a special connection to the stage musical. MSU graduate Jonathan Kirkland plays George Washington in the Chicago production of Hamilton at the Private Bank Theater. Current State's Katie Cook sat down with him in Chicago to talk about the role and about what first inspired him to pursue a career in music. He said that growing up with a teacher and a basketball coach for a father and an opera singer for a mother, he had a hard time deciding between sports and music, but his focus became clear when they introduced him to a musical group that really influenced him.
My parents showed me a DVD of a group called the Three Mo Tenors, and at the time it was Victor Cook, Roderick Dixon, and Thomas Young, and there were these three brothers, these three black men. They were singing opera, jazz, R&B, soul, gospel, like they were singing everything. So I looked at my mom and I said, okay, if you're telling me my voice can do that, I'll go for it. She said, it can, but you have to get the training first. You have to go study opera. You have to study classical. And let's do that for a few years and see what happens.
Leave me not with this weight of sin oppressing me. And condemn me not to the fires of hell. Return, O Lord, I pray thee, O return.
So what ended up happening, I fell in love with the stage and I fell in love with performing and just entertaining people in any way that I could.
Okay, so I want to know about the first moment you heard about Hamilton or heard the music.
Okay. Oh, man. Okay, so the first time I heard about Hamilton, I was working in New York with the Manhattan Theater Club, and a friend and colleague of mine named Lauren Milberger said, looked me in the face and said, Jonathan, you need to see this show. The show will change your life. And I said, oh, that's ambitious. And at this point, they were still at the Public. They were downtown. They hadn't moved to Broadway yet. And I'm like, change your life is, that's a bit much. You know, I don't know about that. But she kept saying, like, dude, you need to see this show. You just need to see this show. So then the soundtrack came out, and I listened to it. I was like, yo, this is dope. Like, this is good stuff. So, but the thing was, as I was listening to it, you know, I was kind of like, man, you know, it's a great show, but I don't know if it would ever be the show for me. The original Broadway cast, I'm like, you know, the way they casted the characters that I'd be most interested in, which was George Washington and Lafayette/Jefferson, like those are the characters I'm like, I would love to play either one of those roles. And then Hamilton and Burr and all those other ones, but I'm like, I'm not really the type, right? So I'm listening to it and I'm like, yeah, if that's what they want, I don't know that I'm that type. So that's not how I sing. That's not what I do. So maybe not the role for me. But I fell in love with the music like everyone else. Like, I was hooked, you know, and then auditioned. And apparently I am what they're looking for. So that works out. And, yeah, man, and it's been a blessing ever since.
What was the audition process like? Did you go in auditioning for George Washington?
So I went into an open call and I sang Rain from Once on This Island. And, you know, they liked me enough to give me a call back. And, you know, it was actually kind of crazy. Like, I sang and the piano player couldn't play my music, which has never happened. So I'm like, okay, bombed it. Whatever. I guess, you know, I tried. So then coming off of that, I get a call from my agent like a week later. Like, yeah, so Hamilton wants to see you for George Washington. I was like, oh, okay. All right. So I learned all the George Washington stuff. And I sing for the casting director at like 9 a.m., and, you know, she was excited. She's like, can you stick around? Can you sing for our director? I'm like, what am I going to say? No, of course I can stick around and sing for your director. So I sang for Tommy Kail. And he was able to get tickets for my wife and I to actually see the show on Broadway, which was great to actually be live and see what happens. So then after that, a couple of days later, I sang for Alex Lackmore, the music director. And then like a few days after that, sang for like the producers and like all the big wigs. And that same day, they contacted my agents to tell them that an offer was imminent and that I was going to be George Washington.
So how did that feel? Because going into those auditions, Hamilton was already a pretty big smash hit at that point. Yeah. I mean, were you nervous? Did that impact how you felt during the audition?
I don't want to say I was nervous. I always get excited before I perform. I don't really get nervous because all you can do is be you. Like, all I can do is sing how I sing and perform how I perform and interpret this script as I interpret this script. So when I came in, I just did me. I did get nervous, though, once I booked it. Then it was like, oh, wow, okay. let me go ahead and step into this role and fill these big shoes. But our cast and creative team, especially the creative team, the directors, and they were so cool about our cast being our cast and us being exactly who we are. And they were so good about, like, we wanted you because you are you. So they didn't want me to do what Chris Jackson, who originated the role on Broadway, they didn't want me to try to be a faux Chris Jackson or try to walk into whatever he did. It was very much like, no, be John. That's why we hired. We want you to be you. So that helped ease the nerves.
So after you were cast and the Chicago cast was solidified, you guys got to meet the Broadway cast. Do I have that right? You got to meet Chris Jackson?
Yeah. Chris and I met. So the Broadway cast had like a 1-year anniversary party, which Chris wasn't able to attend. But he came to rehearsal one day, and we were able to just talk, you know, kind of chop it up for a while. And he's just a great guy, you know, really, really cool dude. And he gave me all the advice. Everything he said turned out to be so true about not just the role, but just what one needs to do to physically and mentally, you know, make it through this show 8 times a week, especially now.
What was that advice? What did he say?
So he said, if I can, I have to get a massage at least once a week, which is very true. And to continue to research more than anything is, you know, while we're doing a play, you know, we're doing a show, but portraying the role of George Washington and all those kind of things, there's so much research to be done, and it feels daunting. And he really, the biggest thing that eased my nerves, he shared with me what the process was like for him. And it gave me so much peace because this show is so massive. There's so much information. There's so many nuances that it's a work in progress every day for everybody. You know, different things have come to light. The more I study, the more I read, the more about George Washington I learn, the more I'm able to put in to how I portray his character and his story for the sake of our show. You know what I mean? So, Chris has gave me great advice on like what to read and study physically. He's like, stay in the gym, get that massage, be as relaxed as you can, don't talk too much, like just all these different things that you know to do as an artist, but they are no more real and true than with this show. Like, it's, you have to do it because you won't make it. You know, it's that massive.
Okay, so I want to know your favorite part that you sing or do.
If I had to pick one, honestly, I'd probably go Right Hand Man. It's so powerful, dude, and like the way I do it, like I love how I do it, you know? And it's just like, it's just, for me, it's the highlight of the night to come out there, like in battle, in war, like ready to go, guns blazing for me. Yeah.
So that's my favorite George Washington part too. Cause the bass line comes in. It's like, dun, 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 it, the moment you've been waiting for.
Here comes the general.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Here comes
and
the
just,
general.
I always think it would feel so cool to be you, to be introduced like
George Washington.
You can't rap that part for me, can you? That beginning?
Nah. Not right. Only because.
Did you get in trouble?
Potentially. Yeah, potentially. They might be like, so rapping the lyrics in an interview, you can't do that. Sorry, guys. But nah, man, it is. It's hype. Like, it's just the music and then the introduction. Like, it juices everybody. It juices me up. Like, it gets from the crowd to the ensemble to everyone involved. Like, we just get hyped to just go out there and do it. And then I get to be the one to come out there and just go. Just a million miles an hour.
We are outgunned, outmanned, outnumbered, outplanned. You gotta make an all-out stand. Hey, yo, I'm gonna need a right-hand man.
Who George Washington was, there's one thing I love that he wrote was that he actually was exhilarated by the sound of bullets whizzing past his ear. So this is a guy that battle does not frighten him by any stretch of the imagination. But you would hear the words, you know, we're outgunned, outmanned, outnumbered, outplanned. You would think this is a panic. You know, you would think like, man, I'm panicking. I'm scared. Like, what am I going to do? You know, versus being exhilarated, like, all I need is one more guy and we're going to win. You know, as soon as I get it, we're going to win. So the difficulty is, okay, the words honestly are telling the truth. But also, you know, this guy he rises up to the moment. He doesn't cower, you know. So it was just difficult for me to learn it. But once I got it, like, I got it. You know what I mean? Or I feel like, hopefully. But yeah, right hand. Long story short, right hand man. Like, that's my one.
Rise up, understand. It's the only way to rise up. Rise up.
here he comes.
So I think one of the most groundbreaking things about Hamilton, well, there's many things, but one of those is that it's telling the story of the beginning of America, which was, you know, our founding fathers, mm-hmm. white men, mm-hmm. and it's using a cast of all different skin colors.
Yeah.
And then, you know, this is a moment in our country's history where there is divide. And I'm just wondering, you know, in light of the past couple of weeks and since the election, did any passages in the musical mean more to you now?
Oh, my God. Yes. In my shot, you know, in terms of not throwing away my shot, I'm just like my country, young, scrappy, and hungry. That has a completely different meaning than when it did once before. When the Sons of Liberty sing "Raise a Glass to Freedom," something they can never take away, that post the election was one of the hardest moments of the show. Though I'm not in it, it was just hard to listen to the emotion that we're giving. You know what I mean? The Battle of Yorktown. You know, right at the end, Lafayette Jefferson says, "Freedom for America, freedom for France." Hamilton says, "Got to start a new nation, got to meet my son." And then we look at each other and we say, "We won. We won this battle." And then, and also in One Last Time, when Washington says, "Everyone will sit under their own vine and fig tree, and no one will make them afraid. They'll be safe in this nation we've made." For me personally, that was incredibly hard, knowing that when words like that were uttered back at that time, I wasn't included in that plan purposefully. Like, purposefully, the plan was not for people who look like me to be a part of that vision. Just the whole show has a different juice to it than what it already did for us, because we now see even greater than I've been saying, this is the most important work I've ever been blessed to do. And it's gone to such a higher level because planting seeds in a garden you never get to see is real. You know, that what we're doing is leaving a legacy, you know, for our children, for our children's children. And as we've seen with the divide that our nation is in, hoping that one day we can get to a place of togetherness and get to a place of just calm and be a tolerance, whatever, you know, term you want to use, a place we have to get to, and knowing that our show directly speaks to, not only visually, but even the words speak to what can be done if we just come together, you know. So the whole show, like, really, I would say for the most part, 80% of the show just took on a completely different meaning, and the role that we play as actors to portray this message and to offer that hope. You know what I mean? Because we're going to be all right. You know, believe it or not, we're going to be fine. But we still have a lot of work to do. And even Hamilton, after Lawrence dies, you know, he's like, "I have so much work to do," because we really do.
Thank you so much for talking with me, Jonathan.
Yeah, thank you.
Like the scripture says, everyone shall sit under their own vine and fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid. They'll be safe in the nation we've made.
In this interview, you heard Jonathan Kirkland singing "Carlisle Floyd," recorded by Houston Public Media, and the original Broadway cast of Hamilton. For Current State, I'm Katie Cook.
At home in this nation we've made, one last time. One last time.